welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two. So fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to the Wealthy Coach podcast. I'm Kendra Perry, excited as always to be with you here today. And we are continuing on the topic of email marketing. So in last week's episode, episode 224, we talked about how to create a lead magnet that will help you grow your email list. So as a reminder, the lead magnet is the freebie, and that is the free resource that we offer in exchange for a first name and an email address to get that person on our email list so that we can further build the relationship with them. Okay. Now, what a lot of people will do, and this is sort of the minimum that you need to do, is when they deliver the freebie, that person will get a simple confirmation email that basically says something like, here's the freebie, here's the download link, and it'll just kind of be, you know, a quick confirmation of the thing, and then it'll deliver the thing. Okay. Now, I don't think that's enough, because when people come onto your email list, we want to instantly start building a relationship with us, okay, or with them. And we don't know where these people came from. They could know us. They could have followed us on Instagram for a while and not been on our email list. And so therefore, they're pretty warm. They're pretty warmed up. But maybe they just came across us for the first time. Maybe they came across a reel on Instagram where you promoted your freebie, and that was the only contact they really had with you. So they don't know you. They don't trust you. They're not even sure if they like you yet. Or potentially you were running Facebook ads to this freebie, in which case they really don't know you. You're just this talking head on the internet. They don't know you. They don't trust you. They just are checking out your free content. And so this is an opportunity to start building the relationship with them. So good practice is to send out something called an email nurture sequence. Now, you may or may not know what this is, but essentially it is a series of emails that go out every day or every other day for about a week or 2 weeks that essentially have the intention to allow people to get to know you, to provide them value, right? To teach them your philosophy and essentially get them to the point where they're going to be a little bit closer to maybe wanting to work with you, okay? Now, there's all different lengths of nurture sequences. Some people will do like 5-day nurture sequences. Other people will do year-long nurture sequences, okay? Obviously, a year-long nurture sequence is very long. It's a lot of content, so I'm not going to suggest that you start with that. But what I teach my students inside HCA is a 10-email sequence, okay? And essentially, this generally, for the most part, except for one, goes out every day for the duration of 10 days, okay? And there's a different intention and strategy to each email. So I'm going to share these emails with you. Essentially, I'm going to share what you should put in each email to help you get started, okay? Now, email number one, we already sort of talked about this. I call it the lead magnet confirmation. And this is the email that the subscriber automatically receives once they opt in for the lead magnet. Okay. So maybe you're giving away some sort of free guide. You want to deliver on your promise, right? So it doesn't need to be a long email. It really should be short and to the point, and it really just gives them the download link. And you want to make sure that gets delivered immediately. So you are going to need some email marketing software in order to do this. If you want my recommendations for my favorites, you can go check out episode 224, where I talk a little bit about the tech, okay? So that first email, it goes out immediately, okay? Now, the next email I send out is very strategic, because this is potentially the first time someone is opting into your email list, right? And what we want to make sure doesn't happen is that your email ends up in Gmail promotions tab, or even worse, the spam. Because if it ends up in spam, there's a really good chance they are never going to see it. If it ends up in Gmail promotions, it's not the best, but they could potentially find it. So we actually want to end up in the main inbox. So this email number two, I call it the "Did you get this email?" And this goes out a few hours after email number one, and it has the goal of engaging the reader and preventing your emails from ending up in spam, right? Because how an email ends up in spam is actually determined by the email service provider. So Gmail or Yahoo or Hotmail, right? So if this person is receiving a first-time email from you, it is more likely to end up in spam or Gmail promotions or something like that. But what will prevent your future emails from ending up in the dreaded spam folder or Gmail promotions tab is to actually get that person to respond to your email. Okay. So 3 hours after I send the freebie, I basically just send an email and it's kind of like, "Hey, did you get this?" And it literally just says, "Hey, you know, I sent you this email to download this free thing a few hours ago, but I just want to make sure I sent it to the right place. Can you just quickly respond to this email and let me know you got it?" And then I typically will ask them some sort of engagement question that is related to the freebie. So for example, with one of my cheat sheets, it's a niche cheat sheet, I'll just say something like, "Hey, what's your biggest question about your niche?" And I get a decent amount of responses to this. Now, not everyone is going to respond. The great majority of people won't respond. But the people who do respond, it's really valuable because that's going to help your future emails have better deliverability. It's going to help them actually end up in the primary inbox, which is where we want to be. Plus, it gives you a little bit of market research, right? It asks them an engaging question that you can use for future content, right? So I look at these responses all the time to get ideas for content, for podcast episodes, that sort of thing, okay? Email number three, I call the myth buster. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is the great majority of new subscribers don't open or complete your lead magnet. And a lot of times people will assume that people have. They think, "Oh, well, if the person downloaded the freebie, then aren't they going to open it?" But truthfully, probably only 10 or 15% of people will. Okay. Think about the last time you downloaded a freebie. Like, how many free things have you downloaded and never opened? I know I am super guilty of this. Okay. And then I get an email from the person and they're talking about something else. And I'm like, "Who is this person? I don't even remember." So the intention with the email number three is to actually remind them to look at the lead magnet. So the goal is to speak to the most compelling step or secret or tip or something that you gave away in the lead magnet and bust a common myth around it and remind them to consume your lead magnet, okay? I love myth busters because they tend to be very engaging. They pique people's interest, right? And again, we are reminding them, we are speaking to something directly from the lead magnet. So we want to be referring to it throughout the email so that we remind the person to actually go download it, okay? And all the emails from here on out, I send them one day after the previous email. So the first email is immediate. Second email goes out 3 hours later. And then every email after that goes out a day later. Okay. Email number four, I call common mistakes. Okay. So the goal is to go over some of the most common mistakes that your human makes when they try to solve their problem. Okay. Tie it into your program framework or philosophy because this will help them get to know you and what you teach inside your program, okay? And then I would also, again, add the lead magnet link into the PS at the bottom of the email, just again to remind them to consume that lead magnet because, again, there's a good chance they haven't looked at it yet, okay? So what is a very common mistake or mistakes that your human makes when they are trying to fix their acne, their Hashimoto's, when they're trying to lose weight, when they are trying to resolve their MS, their cancer, their joint pain, whatever, okay? And then make sure to, again, tie it into your program framework. So mention that it is something that you actually teach and help people with inside your program. And I love this strategy because you're starting to seed in your offer. And we've talked about this in previous podcast episodes, the idea of indirect selling, right? We're not always directly selling, telling people to buy. But if we are constantly mentioning our program and what we teach inside our program, then that actually starts to create awareness. And I call it indirect selling. Like, it's kind of less obvious, but you're still selling because just giving someone awareness around your program is very important in the sales process. Okay. Now, in email number five, I call this mini course part one. And so over the next 3 days, I give away sort of a little mini course around the topic. So the goal is to choose three important tips or steps that are going to help your reader take action and see the value in your recommendations. Okay. So I introduce the mini course. I essentially say, okay, over the next 3 days, I'm going to give you a little mini course in XYZ, and we're going to cover the three most important things for you to know and execute if you want to get the result. Okay. And I wouldn't hold back here. A lot of people worry about giving away too much for free. But if you follow me and you follow my method, which is to create a full support high ticket program, then really the value of working with you comes from the coaching, right? The coaching, the community, and the information is not what delivers the transformation, right? We are coaches, we are practitioners. And the value isn't just in what you teach. It's in the actual act of working with you, of getting coached by you, of being held accountable by you, right? So really, you really want to impress because you are new in your relationship with this email subscriber. So you want to make sure that they get a lot of value from your content. So you will introduce the mini course and you will give away your three best tips over the next 3 days. Email number six is mini course part two. Okay. I would also remind them of what you covered in the previous day's email. And I would also give them a link to view that email in case they missed it. Okay. Because not everyone is going to open every email. And so they may have missed a couple emails and they might be jumping in on day two of your mini course. So again, we never want to make any assumptions. We can just say, hey, like today we're covering this topic. As a reminder, in day one, we covered this. Did you miss that email? If you did, you can read it here. And what I will do is I will just copy and paste the email into a Google document and I will link to the Google document so they can read the content of the first email, okay? And then of course, email number seven is part three, right? Again, I would remind them of days one and two and I would link to those emails and then you will dive into the final part of your mini course. And again, making it very actionable and very value-driven. In email number eight, I call this the engagement email. And again, we are asking our reader again to engage with us so that you can be helpful and provide more value. So you're really just going to simply ask them if they have any questions about your three-part mini course. And again, I would link today's one, two, and three's email because again, they may have missed that and they might be jumping in on email number eight and you're saying, hey, did you have any questions? And they're like, what is this chick talking about, right? But you can say, hey, by the way, if you miss the mini course, no worries, you can read everything here, okay? In email number nine, this is the success story. So the goal is to focus on a client result. Now, if you don't have a lot of client results at this point, you can focus on yourself or you can focus on the results of a client that you have, okay? And this really is going to relate to the why behind what you do. And it really allows your audience to see themselves in the story. So this is kind of the case study email. So you're going to go through a client, you're going to share with them where this person was, what you did with them, and then what the result was, what was the outcome. And if you can share images of the person, if you're in the weight loss space, if you can share before and after, that's always going to be really helpful. And then in email number 10, this is the what's next email. Okay. So again, we're going to remind them of the lead magnet in this email. We're going to be, you know, you're receiving this email because, you know, 10 days ago you downloaded my XYZ guide. In case you missed that, here is the link. So we will provide the link again because we really want them to read the lead magnet. We put a lot of work into it. We made it really nice. We designed it. We have great content in it. So we really want to make sure as much as possible that the person is reading it. We're also going to link them to the emails of the mini course and remind them to consume that. And then you're going to let them know what they can expect from you moving forward. At this point, once they are through the nurture sequence, they're going to go on to your regular email list. And you want to be emailing them at least one time per week. Okay? More is fine too. I email my people three times a week. It's totally up to you. I really want to stay top of mind. Okay? So what can they expect from you? Are you going to email them once a week on a Tuesday at 8 a.m.? If so, you can tell them, right? How can they connect with you in between emails? Can they follow you on Instagram? Do you have a podcast? Do you have a YouTube channel? Essentially, we want to set the tone, let them know what to expect, and then they're going to go on to our regular email list. Now, something that can make this strategy incredibly effective, even more effective than the one I just told you, is if you can link them to long-form content. So in the majority of my nurture emails, I will link them to a relevant podcast episode because in my opinion, podcasting is one of the most amazing ways that you can build a relationship with someone in your audience, right? When you think about Instagram, it's quick, right? People will engage with a reel for maybe 7 seconds, maybe up to 90 seconds, right? They're going to quickly swipe through a carousel. So the amount of time that people give you is minimal, right? When people read my emails, a lot of them are probably skimming. They might not be reading every word. But when you listen to my podcast, for the most part, unless you get distracted or, you know, you do something else, I am in your ear for anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes and sometimes more, depending on the length of the episode. That is amazing, in my opinion. That is truly, truly amazing. What other piece of content do we get people's time? Also, it's very intimate, right? You hear me talking, you hear my personality, you get a sense of who I am. So I think podcasting is amazing for building a relationship. You might not have a podcast, and that's okay. This is why long form content is really valuable. And I think so many people are moving away from it because what's sort of quote unquote popular right now is YouTube Shorts, Reels, TikToks, this really short form content, which is a great way to get attention, but it doesn't actually build a relationship with people. And this is something I teach inside the content section of Health Coach Accelerator. I'm like, every week, you got to put out some form of long form piece of content. If you never put out long form content, you're going to have a really hard time getting clients because people are never really going to get a sense of who you are. Now, of course, there's always exceptions, but long form content is really what builds a brand, a business, and the relationship with the ideal client. Okay. So you may not have a podcast, but you could do an Instagram live every week. Very simple to do an Instagram live, hop on, be yourself, show your personality, provide value, and then you could link people from your email list to a relevant Instagram live that you did or a Facebook live or insert YouTube video or podcast episode, whatever you want, okay? The art of long form content has really gotten lost in this day and age where people just want quick, fast content. But if we want to build a business and actually really, truly provide people value and allow them to get to know us, then long form content is really important. Okay. I'm off on a bit of a tangent right now, but this will be incredibly valuable. Okay. So I always recommend podcast episodes basically in every email because I guarantee I've probably done a podcast episode on it or something relevant or something that even builds on the topic that I covered in the email. So I will always recommend, hey, if you want more information on this, you know, if you want to, you know, go a bit deeper on this, like here's this podcast episode. And so again, you could insert Instagram live, Facebook live, YouTube video, whatever. Okay. But long form content and putting that in your email nurture sequence is going to really help beef up the relationship with your subscriber. Okay. Now I know this is a very high level overview of the nurture sequence. Just know that if you ever come work with me inside Health Coach Accelerator, you do get my full template written by a professional copywriter. Okay. So very easy for you to plug and play and see exactly what you want to put in each email and what you need to write. But definitely, if you're new to email marketing, the first thing you want to do is create that freebie, which we talked about in last week's episode. So definitely go check that out. That's episode 224. And next, you need to write the email nurture sequence. Okay. So something you can write yourself, something you can hire a copywriter to write for you, your choice. But it is one of the most effective ways to really start to build that relationship with a follower so that they start to trust you. Because trust in an online relationship between audience member and coach is critical for the sale. Okay. If there's no trust, there won't be a sale. So we need to start building trust and essentially prove to our subscribers and our audience that we are actually worth following, right? That we can provide value, that we care for them, that yes, we want to make a sale, but we also just want to help. Okay. That all happens in the email nurture sequence. All right, my friend. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Wealthy Coach Podcast. If you love this podcast and you want to give me a little bit of support, just go to ratethispodcast.com/wealthy. That's ratethispodcast.com/wealthy and leave me a 5-star review. I hope you have a great rest of your day and I will see you next Monday, same time, same place, where I help you become wealthy AF.